Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI Radio in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor, WRMJ Radio in Aledo, and we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. We're in the midst of the high school football playoff season, and Jim, you wanted to bring up a topic today. There's often discussion about, you know, how do you figure out who's going to host playoff games. We're so accustomed to, like, the NFL, where home field advantage means that you've earned it, you're the team with the higher seed, you've got the best record, and you stay at home through the course of the playoffs. We don't have neutral sites in Illinois until we get to the championship game, like some states do, where they play on, you know, alternating fields around the in a regional setting. Let's talk a little bit about how they determine home field in a playoff situation.
Well, I know it's simple for the first round. The higher seed gets to host, right? And we're talking about IHSA. And then in subsequent rounds, I'm reading verbatim here, the school that has hosted fewer times during the current playoff series hosts the game. If both teams have hosted an equal number of times, the higher seed hosts. So I believe you talked about earning it, and I believe the higher seed should host all the way through. That's my opinion, and here's my argument, because football is different than all other IHSA sports. You talk about regional sectionals where, sure, certain times a team could have home field advantage if they host a regional or sectional. But, again, everybody in every other sport gets into the postseason. Football, you have to qualify. So you talked about earning it. Well, I think if you're the higher seed, you should get a host all the way through. You know, we have an example here Saturday, Brian, where the conference champion, Orion of the Three Rivers Rock, they finish 9-0, and they're the 2 seed overall in the North bracket. And just 2 weeks ago, they played Rock Ridge head to head, and they won 31-0. And now in week 2, because of how the setup works in the IHSA, Rock Ridge was on the road, and Orion was at home. Orion has to play on the road. So I just feel that, you mentioned it, if you should have to earn it. You have to earn your way into the postseason in terms of the IHSA high school football playoffs. You're not guaranteed a spot. So I think you should get a host if you're a higher seed. You brought up neutral site. I believe I would still favor like a neutral site location for a situation like the semifinals. Am I wrong on the situation where the higher seed should host, or you should just play it out how the IHSA is doing it?
No, I completely agree with you, although I do see why the IHSA does that. They want to kind of spread the wealth with playoff games, and I get that, because you might be a team that gets in perennially at 5-4, 6-3, and if that were the case where the higher seed was always home, you may never get a chance to host the game. But I do agree as well with the semifinals maybe, or quarters starting. You know, you have a lot of great facilities around there. We have several around here. You could go to like Freeport and play on the turf and have, you know, a triple header of games if you had to. I think that would be kind of cool. And in talking to the AD at Freeport earlier this year, he said that offer's always out there for teams to have their playoff games, but it means so much to the small town and to the community that nobody would ever do that unless it would be an emergency situation. But maybe if the state stepped in and said, hey, at some point we'll start having these neutral site games, I don't think that would be the worst thing in the world, especially if you get late in the going and you have two high seeds. And, you know, the field might have a little bit of an impact on the outcome. Let's not give anyone an advantage if both teams are unbeaten heading into that. Let them play at a neutral site and let them fight it out there.
Well, and I know I was talking to John Elder, who helped initiate the high school playoff system back in 1974, and we know the system has, been involved in numerous changes since that time. And, you know, he talked about when the playoffs first started, it was determined at where you were at on the bracket. If you were at the bottom of the bracket, you were the home team. So that means if, for example, you were the bottom half of one bracket and you were the last team in that bracket, you would host every way, you know, all the way through to the final round. Now, again, I'm not in favor of that, but, you know, for example, you look at the higher seed, and they would be better served to host a second round game, in my opinion, than a first round game, if you see what I mean, especially if you're like a one or two seed where you're normally going to host the way the IHSA does it, where they split the state in half. You're taking on a 16 seed if you're a one, or a two seed taking on a 15 seed. No question, a heavy favorite in that game. But as you move along in the postseason, you know, like example, Orion today in this second round game, you know, they've earned the home field advantage, and I think they really need it more at this time than they would in week one. I don't know if I'm onto something there or not, but I'm just saying, I don't know if there's a way you could defer maybe your home field advantage like a kickoff. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree, and I've seen that over the course of the years where a team that's very, very good will go on the road in round two, and then they're home the rest of the way. And as you say, as it gets more difficult and the teams are, you know, more evenly balanced, you want to be at home. And yeah, if you have to leave the friendly confines in week two against maybe a team that is, you know, 7-3 or 6-4 or something like that coming into that game, I think that is great.
And again, reading the rule of basically determining these playoff games, and again, this is an open book test for everybody because I get this question a lot of why is it this way, and I know people will ask me now, why again is Rock Ridge hosting this weekend, even though Orion won the conference and beat them head-to-head? Again, first round, higher seed, host the game. Subsequent rounds, the school that has hosted fewer times during the current playoff series hosts the game. If both teams have hosted an equal number of times, the higher seed hosts. That's the open book test from the IHSA. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.